Hello, everyone. It's me, NCR, here with another episode of the Sunshining Podcast. So it's season two of the Sunshining Podcast, and I kind of did like part one, part two. So part one was before Christmas, and it was in 2020. Part two is here in 2021. So this is officially episode number 15. Not episode number 15 of part two, but just, you know, episode 15 of season two. Yeah. It's the third episode of part two, and it's the first episode of this year that I've interviewed somebody. And so it's not my intention to just interview amazing people and to spotlight some amazing people with this podcast. With this podcast, I want to shine some light into your life. But, you know, I have some amazing guests, like some really amazing, really awesome guests on my podcast. And today was no different. My guest was really amazing. So what was my guest's name? My guest was Luke. We met at Mount Carmel Bible College in Edmonton.
Without further ado, let's just dive right into the interview.
Yeah. One of the first kind of interactions we had was when we were cooking at a mission.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Mustard seed.
Yeah. So, I'm kind of secretly advertising for Carmel this year. I mean, not this year, in this part of the Sunshining Podcast. So
that's a good thing. That's a fantastic thing. More people need to hear about it. It's a great program.
Yeah, it is. So I just would like to ask you, what is one reason you decided to go to Carmel?
Oh man. There are plenty of reasons, man. but I'd say like one of the big ones was to finally like start taking my faith a bit more seriously. Because in the years leading up to Carmel, I was a pretty lukewarm Christian, as if you will. I like saying that because lukewarm Christian. Yeah. Anyways, I got pretty caught up back home with a bunch of just like with the wrong crowd and all this stuff. But I was still going to church on Sundays, youth group on Fridays. So there were like two different types of Luke. And I knew in my heart that I wanted to be the youth group and church Luke, not Luke like the rest of the week that would go out partying and stuff. I wanted to be the Christian Luke who puts his faith first. And I saw Carmel as like the perfect opportunity to get away from the wrong crowd in Lethbridge and to sort of have a fresh start and just take my faith a bit more seriously, learn more about my relationship with God, and just meet a bunch of cool people like NCR, and just spend time loving people as Christ loved people.
What was one of your biggest takeaways from Carmel?
Honestly, the biggest takeaway, when they asked me to write a little blurb for the short report with Carmel, I wrote this in it, and I didn't realize until after Carmel, but that was like my big takeaway. It was saying something about how God doesn't want us to live in comfort, right? He doesn't want bad for us, but his plan isn't for us to have an easy life. It's quite the opposite. Like he puts us in hard situations so we can learn to rely on him. Learn to just sort of like a reminder that this world is temporary and that we should have our eyes set on the end goal. Sort of, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just sort of like... My big takeaway was basically just that I can't remember exactly the reference, but all things work together for good. It's in the Bible. Carmel really helped me realize that, like, how true that sentence is. I just sort of like, wow, I may be going through bad situation right now, but it's part of God's plan. There is something he's trying to teach me or show me through this bad situation. And at the other end, I'm going to come out with a stronger faith, a better person, just all that stuff. So basically just that my big takeaway was just when in doubt, trust God. Because for the most, ever since Carmel ended, most of my prayer life has been, I don't know, your will be done. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know the situations in this life, but your will be done. And that's all I can say. So yeah, that, I'd say that's my main takeaway from Carmel.
Well, that was, yeah, it was really good. So I have one question I ask every single guest. Yeah. So just ask it now to get it out of the way. What is your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Okay. It's called Netflix and Chilled by Ben and Jerry's. Dude, it's got like, it's like a chocolate vanilla mix, but it has like peanut butter and pretzels in it and stuff. And it's just like, oh, it's glorious. It's amazing. It's just like all the right flavors and the right, like perfect proportionate amount, all just going into my mouth at the same time. Just fantastic. Mm. You can only buy them in like the little pint-sized cups though, which is too bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds like a really good ice cream flavor.
It's, man, if you have the chance to try it, you gotta go for it. It's life-changing, I tell you.
Mm-hmm. So we're at this point in life where we're no longer little kids at school being asked what we want to do when we grow up. So one question I just want to ask is, what are you currently doing with your life?
Currently? Well, currently I'm just working. I work in a warehouse for a place that makes windows and doors. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but coming out of high school, my only solid plan was going to Carmel. Beyond that, I was sort of like, I don't know. But currently I'm just working in a warehouse, building wooden crates to ship windows and doors off to every corner of Canada. It's not too bad. It's not too bad. Takes up, I'm just very thankful to have a job right now, a full-time job that doesn't pay too bad. I'm quite content with where I'm at with, and so there's work, and I'm volunteering at a youth group. I'm a small group leader with a church in the city here, which is nice. It's a good time. It's a really good opportunity to speak to kids who may have been in my situation in the past, and just sort of speak love into their lives, speak the truth into their lives. And yeah, it's an amazing experience. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and of course, like, you can't really get up to much these days with restrictions and whatnot. So that's about work and youth group are sort of what my life is boiled down to as of late. So, but I really can't. I really have no complaints about that.
Mm-hmm. Do you see yourself doing anything different in the future?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I just, again, talking with, like I was saying before with my prayer life, it's a your will be done sort of thing. Cause in where I'm at right now, I don't know. I'm not really sure what's in store for me next, but I know it's going to be good. So I'm content where I'm at until that's revealed to me, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's about it. It was really nice getting to know you at Carmel. And
yeah.
So I just want to close with one last question here. or one last, like, it's not really a question, but like, if there was something, you know, you'd want to just kind of share with people, is something you want people to think about, like, what is a message you'd have for people?
Yeah, well, definitely. So the big thing I would say is the whole concept of loving your neighbor, because if 2020 taught us anything, it taught us how bad a lot of us are at that, myself included. And like, it's even in the small things, like if you ever get frustrated with someone while they're driving, you're not being a loving neighbor. It's just, last year was a very formative year in that way, because the way we treat others is like one of the key factors of Christ-likeness, right? And we often, as Christians, we like to pick and choose who we show our love to, spread our love to, whereas that's not what Christ would have done, because the way, like in the Bible, we think the shepherds were just, they're not that bad, but no, the shepherds were social outcasts. The leopards were social lepers. Sorry, not leopards. The lepers were social outcasts. The shepherds were too. And so like, I think as Christians in the modern era, we forget that we're being called to love the quote unquote unloved, the people who are being rejected by society, people who are being put on the outskirts. And something that I think would be very beneficial for people to think about is intentionally showing love to those people, not just like a passive sort of like, if the situation shows up, then showing love. I think something that most Christians need to work on is actually seeking out those situations to show love to others, right? So like, for instance, like, this has been weighing on me a lot lately, because like, I think in the last week I've bought like probably like 10 or 12 coffees for people on the street. Because like, if I was thinking about it, I was reading my Bible one time, and it just, I had a huge conviction that's just like, it was the term, the least of these. When I thought about that, I was like, oh, the least of these are the people in downtown Edmonton, or in White Ave, or just in any major social hub that you just pass by and you just sort of, you turn a blind eye to, right? So in the past week, I've been very intentional about even just stopping and chatting with someone, seeing how they are, making them feel like a person. So it's hard. It's hard because you, as humans, we don't want to see other people in those situations, because we right away apply that to our own experience and we're like, oh, I wouldn't want to be in that situation. So subconsciously we're like, out of sight, out of mind. So this is uncomfortable and awkward, so I'm not going to touch it. Not going to worry about that. But I think, and going back to what I said about my takeaway from Carmel, our lives are not meant to be easy. So seeking out opportunity to love on people is going to be uncomfortable and painful at times. But there is nothing in this world you could do that's more Christ-like than going and loving on everyone, right? Nothing more Christ-like than if someone asks you for change on the street and you don't have any, saying, hey, I don't have any change, but do you want a coffee or do you want lunch or something? In my eyes, that's like the key, that's the main starting point to Christlikeness. You don't turn people away because of their social situation, their economic status, their sexuality, their just anything. Because I think we often forget that God loves them equally. Like, we could be doing everything right, but in no world does Christ love us more than the heroin addict sitting on the street, right? Mm. It's, we are all his children. And I think as Christians, we need to pull our bootstraps up and start acting like we are all God's children. Mm. And treating each other that way, and just showing the love of Christ to one another. Like, it's, yeah, because the thing is like I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's hard. It's really hard to just love on people coming down on the side of the street, because like someone, like, you could be having a bad day and someone comes and asks you for change and you're just like, man, I don't want to deal with this right now. But no, it's in times like that where the true love of Christ is being shown. Because in a moment like that, when you show love to someone, regardless of your situation and theirs, that's not your love. That is love coming straight from Christ. And there is nothing more beautiful than that in my eyes. So yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say on the matter. I think Christians really need to take up some responsibility and start loving on the least of these, quote unquote, in a more obvious way and in a more often way. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really good. And
thank you.
Yeah. Just want to thank you so much for being a guest on my podcast.
Thank you for having me. It was good to chat with you. Good to see you again. Haven't chatted in a while. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no. Oh, going back to the before we end off, going back to the our first interactions at Carmel. Because I completely forgot about the mustard seed thing. Because when I think our first interaction together was when we were on the oat trip. And we were coming down from the top of the mountain. NCR, like, I was just walking down and I just look over to my right and NCR is just ripping down, sliding on this wet grass. Just, were you wearing your Crocs at the time?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was just like a total power move. The guy's just absolutely ripping down, sliding on the wet grass where I'm trying not to slip and fall and hurt myself. He's just throwing all caution to the wind and is just beaming right down the mountain. So yeah, that's about it. That's honestly my first memory of you, and it's a very good memory in here. I keep that up there. It's a good one.
Wow, that was so good. And you know, that is such a topic that we need to talk about today, and that we need in this world. We need love. We need to love each other. And I don't know if you noticed during the interview, my guest was wearing a shirt that said "Love Everybody," and yeah, we need to love everybody. So yeah, this episode is not over yet. A part of this episode that's not really officially a part of this episode is Song of the Week. And so, as my guest was talking, one phrase he mentioned is "We're all God's children," and I don't know if he heard this song. But there's this amazing song by Torn Wells. It's called "All God's Children." You know, we're all God's children. We're perfectly loved by Him, by God. And it's a really amazing song. And so that is the song of the week, "All God's Children." If you haven't heard of it, go look it up and listen to it right now. It's really good. So "All God's Children" by Torn Wells. And then come back and finish listening to this podcast once you listen to that song. Okay, now it's time for the verse of the week. So the verse of the week, and It's Matthew 25, verse 40. And there's this parable at the end of Matthew 25, and Jesus is saying how he tells this parable. And so I encourage you to look, you know, at Matthew 25 and read it for yourself. And verse 40 is the verse of the week here. You know, and the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Really powerful verse. Really goes good with today's topic. And so I don't want you just to listen to this podcast episode and then go about your busy day. Yeah, I encourage you to think about what you've heard from me here at The Sunshining and what you've heard here on The Sunshining Podcast. And I want you to think about it for a while and then to implement it into your life. You know, I know most people in the world are loving people, right? If you're someone, and I know we all struggle with love. It's something I know I personally struggle with, loving others. If that's something you struggle with, I encourage you to try to be intentional in loving others, like my guest said. Be intentional and just loving others. And that's it for this episode. You know, if you want to go back and listen to it again, feel free to do that, because it's so good, some of the things my guest said. And Mount Carmel Bible College is an amazing small Bible college in Edmonton, Alberta. And they have this amazing one-year program that's really amazing. And if you, like, one thing that's interesting with my podcast is I have listeners from, I don't know, all across North America, from Canada to the United States. So there's probably very few people listening to this podcast from Edmonton. But if you are, you know, in, you know, that area and you are interested in learning more about Mount Carmel, there will be a link to Mount Carmel's website in the description of this podcast. And Mount Carmel is amazing.